It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hey, welcome to the Tarncast. This is very special guest Todd Robert Anderson, here to give you a fascinating update on what's been going on in my small life. And when I say my small life, I mean that not in a belittling or self-effacing fashion. I just, so much has been going on in the world, terrible things and good things. But in the last week, a lot of bad things have happened, things that have made me very sad. And when the world goes crazy like that, it's hard to think of yourself as important. I'm very important, I think, to a very small number of people, family, friends. Those are my greatest riches, and they will continue to be and will forever be the riches that I focus on trying to maintain and make happy and all those things. So yeah, that's that on that. But while the world has gone crazy, my own small world has gone crazy. I'm working on a short film starting tomorrow for 4 days. And at the same time, I have been asked to come in and audition for a television show, a series regular role. That's, of course, very exciting and nerve-wracking. I'm very nervous. You know, I get crazy nervous about these things. Series regular roles have been so elusive for me. And when I say so elusive, I mean completely. I've had recurring roles, guest star roles, obviously done a lot of commercials, but never cracked that series regular role. And, you know, and this is just cracking the surface, trying to get on the pilot, and then the pilot has to go to series. So the pilots, you know, got to come together and be impressive enough to network executives to get them to turn it into a series and put it on air. So all that stuff reeling around in my head and all that's going on in the world has got me sort of blindly anxious today. I'm just sort of crazy. And then Sunday night, you see, Sunday night was a tough night. It seemed like a good night. I had a little rehearsal for the short film in the afternoon, and then I came home and I hung out with my family, and my son was playing with his friend and having a great time. And then we all watched a movie together. That was really nice and relaxing. We watched Errol Flynn and the Adventures of Robin Hood, because my son likes adventure. It's hard to find action adventure movies currently that are okay for him to watch, so we have to go back to the old school days. See the old stuff. So we watch that. It's a very entertaining picture. Errol Flynn's very suave and charming and handy with a sword. There was a little romantic stuff. My son, when Errol Flynn's kissing his leading lady, my son picked up a book and buried his face in it. My wife said, "Hey, you're missing the romantic parts." And he said, "I know. I want to miss the romantic parts." So that was awesome. But then that night, everything went south. You know, my wife and I went to bed, and we were in bed for about an hour and a half when all of a sudden our son was calling out, "Mom, Dad, oh, Mom, Dad." So we go in there into his bedroom, and he's got a bunk bed, and on the top bunk, and there's barf everywhere. He's barfed. He caught some kind of virus. He was sick all over the bed. So we changed the sheets, helped him out, got him cleaned up. Got him back into bed. An hour later, did it again. It was some kind of 24-hour stomach virus that makes you puke all the time if you're a little kid. So every hour on the hour, we were cleaning up more puke, and we moved him from one bed to the other because we ran out of bedding for each bed, and we're constantly changing sheets and pulling off sheets until the two of us are sleeping on arbitrary surfaces while he's in our bed. And it was an unbelievable, terrible nightmare, and we didn't get any sleep. And I'm still, this is 4 days later, and I am still recovering. It's so exhausting. And it's so much fun having a kid. Like at the beginning of the Sunday, it was all good. It was so nice. And he was in a good mood and he was happy and we were all happy. And then a virus, because why do viruses have to happen? Why is that? What is that? What is this world that we're living in? What, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that. You know, I'm 41. I think about my mortality all the time. And when I think about my mortality, it makes me anxious for time, for extra time to do the things that I do. And then it makes me anxious about, you know, the low level of success that I've achieved. I wanted a higher level of success. I wanted to turn, and I still want to turn my artistic voice on the world and have a bigger platform so people can really respond to it and get me. You know, I mean, I think that's what an artist wants, is to create and have his creations accepted and understood on some level, or at least celebrated and interpreted one way or the other. What, you know, whatever. That's what you want. I mean, that's what you want. And I live in the United States of America, and it's a capitalist place. And what, like, how does art and capitalism are hard to meld together? You know, unless you're James Franco. He's doing all right for himself. And then Robert Downey Jr. got paid $50 million. $50 million for Iron Man 3. $50 million to act in Iron Man 3. It's no wonder there's almost no middle class left of actors in this town. There's so few people who can make a living without being a star. And I'm pretty sure that's, I mean, in the span of my career, I've witnessed guest stars get bumped down into one day guest stars, and that's the best you can do. You don't get a guest star where you work all week and you get a sizable paycheck. You get a tiny paycheck and you work in one day, and ultimately what winds up in the show is just as much as what would have been if you were a 5 day full week guest star. Oh, but it, and so I think a lot of money is going into a select few pockets, which is true. Everybody complains about that on the national level. All businesses seem to be going in that way. And the acting business is no different. It's absolutely no different. So that's why, you know, I do my Film Pigs web series on Geek Nation, which is a lot of fun, and we love it. The numbers apparently aren't great because we're told the show is too long, so we've shortened the show. Although I gotta say, I mean, I really liked the long show. I mean, they're 13, 14 minutes. Sometimes they get up to 18 minutes, and I guess that is too long. Although on TV, you watch a half hour show and the content is 22 minutes long. So why is it crazy for an internet show to be that long? Why wouldn't people want to watch a fun show as long as it's fun the whole time? So I don't understand that. And I think marketing people get it in their head that things need to be a certain way. Otherwise people won't gravitate towards them. I think part of the reason that we don't have big numbers is we don't have a lot of promotion. There aren't billboards all over town. You put billboards of us all over town, more people are going to tune in and watch us. I realize that, you know, the company doesn't have that kind of money, but you know, I don't think, you know, there's a magical length of an internet show necessarily, but maybe there is. I don't know. I'm not on the business side of things. On the creative side of things, I create things and to try to make them work. And currently, you know, making a shorter version of the show, trying to drum up more numbers. But in any event, that's fun. And acting wise, you know, I like challenges, and this short film came up, and it's a dramatic role as opposed to a comedic role, which is most of what I'm getting. So that's why I'm doing it. And it's a fun script, and it seems like, you know, it's going to be four long, grueling days, but I think it'll be good. I think it'll be fun because everybody involved is a lot of fun. And that's always good. That always feels good, you know, even if you're not getting paid, when you have a good group of people together who at the outset, everybody seems like they're enthusiastic and they know what they're doing. So it's going to be exciting to get on set and get it going. But then in the middle of the day, tomorrow on the first day, I'm going to have to go to an audition. And I was super happy that I have the audition to go to, but it's just like wearing so many hats in one day. I have a problem with that. Other people, they're just fine. They put one hat on, they take it off, and they put another hat on, they're good. But I get crazy. And I'm also, it's a callback for an audition I had last week where a lady hit the side of my car when I was on my way to the audition. So I'm worried I'm going to get in some other terrible auto accident on the way over there. Maybe lightning won't strike twice, but this wasn't lightning. This was a lady in a car. And there are a lot of cars in LA and a lot of fender benders. Hopefully I'll get lucky and won't get hit again on the way to the audition, because that would be bad, because I got to run to the audition, then I got to run back to the all I'm saying is I'm frazzled and crazy about all this stuff, and I'm also still exhausted from being up all night on Sunday, and I took care of my son at home for 2 days because he couldn't go to school, obviously, because he was sick. And that's exhausting. It's exhausting taking care of my mom. I don't know. She had 3 kids that she was home with all the time. Boy, she must have been tired a lot. That's just got to be tiring. I only got one kid, and I'm exhausted. But he's better. Thank God. You know, that's the other thing about being a parent. When your kid is sick, there's no worse feeling in the world, and all your focus goes into the kid's got to get better, got to get the kid better. And when he's better, everything evens out and it's nicer. But I have all this other crazy stuff going on professionally. And I guess the weird thing about being an actor is, even though it's such a collaborative gig, when you have it in between gigs, it gets so solitary and lonely, and I don't know. You do your work for the audition to get it ready, and I'm doing my work for the short film to be ready for the set, and all these things at once, and will it all come together tomorrow? And, you know, I've done my work. I should be able to chill and be zen and not worry about it, but I'm an anxious, crazy person, so that doesn't happen. So I've got to chill out, you guys. I've got to learn to chill out. I tried meditating earlier, and all that did was make me even more nervous. Deep breaths, and then as soon as I was done, I was like, oh, okay, I'm a little bit more, oh, no, I got all this stuff I got to do. So it's insane. My life's insane. That's the only point I'm making here is my life is insane. And I don't like picking up vomit. That's the other thing. I don't enjoy picking up vomit. I'll do it if I have to. That's the other thing. You have a kid and you do things that you wouldn't do for anybody else. You know, if I was out with my buddies and they started puking all over the place, it'd be like, get away from me. Stop puking all over the place. You got to go home and get some rest. You're puking. But your kid does it, and suddenly you're cleaning up after him and you're trying to make him feel better. And oh, God, just puke is gross. It's so gross. I find it absolutely disgusting. But does anyone like puke? My son kept saying, I hate this. I want it to stop. I don't like throwing up. And I thought to myself, is there someone out there who likes puking? I don't know. Probably. People are weird. I'm sure there's people who like puking. I don't like puking. I don't like dealing with puke. I don't like seeing puke. I don't mind seeing it in a movie. It's kind of funny if it's a movie, because it's not happening to you or for real and in your presence, so you can't smell it. It's good that you can't smell the movies, because there is a lot of puking in movies. I don't know if you've noticed that, but there are a lot of movies with puking in them. But you don't want to. In fact, in this short film, I got to puke. I'm not going to puke for real. I'm going to pretend puke. I'm an actor. I don't need to really puke to sell it. I can sell puking. I can do that. I took a class at NYU. It was puke acting. 101, how to puke believably without really puking. Some people really puke. Some people will make themselves sick and really puke because they're very serious about the craft. I think that's crazy. I don't want to puke. That's not good for you. Rot your teeth. So anyway, my point is, on this particular episode of the Toncast, is I'm frazzled and I'm crazy. But I got to do this because I have so many listeners, and you guys really want to know what's going on with very special guest Todd Robert Anderson, which is me. And I just wanted to touch base and let you know that I am alive and the puke is finally cleaned up. I'm super happy about that. I've got a lot going on professionally, which is good. Thus far, not a lot of money involved in the things I'm doing professionally, but you know, there's always potential. That's, you work on a lot of potential these days in this business, a whole bunch of maybes, hopes, often false, but you know, sometimes they turn out. So in any event, yeah. Oh, and I just want to say happy birthday to my little sister, Christina. It's her birthday today at the time of this recording and the publishment of this particular episode of the Toncast. So happy birthday, Christina. I doubt you listen to this, but if you do, happy birthday. I hope you don't have to clean up your kids' puke all night because it's your birthday. Puke. Anyway, tomorrow I do the short film. I'll report next week. I'll be more calm and I'll be able to talk longer because I won't be as hectic in squeezing this in. I mean, who knows? Maybe I will be. I never know. That's the thing. It's, as an actor who's not famous, you never know. It must be cool to be famous like Robert Downey Jr. and get paid $50 million and know that you got a job coming up and know what it is and you can do all this prep work and get excited about it. But I never know. You know, it just pops up. You know, suddenly it's like, oh, we need you to come to the callback here, prepare all this new material, and that's it. We need to see you while you're shooting this other thing, so you need to get, so I got to call these people and find, hey, I'm really sorry about this. Can you let me go to this thing? Oh, okay. Okay, thanks, guys. I really appreciate your understanding this. Okay, I got to go to this thing. I got to do all this. All this puke. I got to pick up the puke. This is what my life is. It's kind of crazy. I don't want to stop. I got to stop. Toncast.